Hi, this is Jim with Wonder in Reality. This is part four of The Most Important Thing. And I want to practice what I'm talking about right now. And I want to focus on the glorious, majestic presence of the Master, of Jesus the Christ, through the Holy Spirit. This glorious presence is the answer, the key, the secret. He is, of course, the most important thing, the only thing in the universe that matters at all. And we can are dead without him. We can do nothing without him. So when we are hidden in him, and he's in us, that's when everything begins. That's the answer right there. Because then we are alive, right, spiritually, and now we can do things that get results in our own personal life and in ministry. Amen. And now we're alive. Now we are a partaker of the divine nature. We have the God kind of life within and through us. Zoe is the word for that. Zoe. It's the divine nature. It's we now live forever. Amen. We can live forever. We'll never die. These are incredible promises, incredible. We can now spend eternity in heaven. Even if it was just that one promise that we could live forever in heaven, then of course it would be the greatest promise, the greatest offer to human beings ever made, and it would make Jesus Christ the most important thing. But of course it's so much more than that. It's becoming a child of God, being in his family, being now, as I said, being having the divine nature, being a partaker of the divine nature, having everlasting life, eternal life, the God kind of life within us. You know, we now can move. That's how, this is of course how we walk with him. But this is the answer. This is the key. But let me go back to the glorious presence of Jesus. He is so glorious and beautiful and so merciful and gracious and, let me go back to, majestic and splendid and beautiful. I want to build hunger in anyone who will listen, including myself. Build hunger, because when we have that, when we see, catch a vision of him, okay, when we realize that, we won't want anything else. That's when we'll, nothing else even matters outside of him. Like, on a scale of 0 to 100, he is infinity. He and his glory and his majesty is infinity. And the things on the earth, zero, meaningless, nothing. And so, and then that's how we walk with him. Amen. That's how we, that's where we get to the point where now, wow, now walking with him is easy, because his power and his glory are in and through me throughout my entire being, and I'm, then it gets, it's beyond words. Like, now I'm getting into, you know, describing a place that really human words can't describe. The kingdom is the presence of Jesus Christ. He's so beautiful, he can't be put into words. We can try, we can, and I'm trying now, and the whole New Testament is an attempt to put it into words, right? Like the whole New Testament. And there's glorious places all throughout the New Testament, right? In Paul's writings and in Revelation, amen. All these, it's all an attempt to just put Jesus Christ into human words. So I want to build hunger in you. I want to continue doing this. It's such a tragedy that even among Christians, probably 70 to 80% of even the Christians haven't caught this vision. They're in dead religion. Something that's so awful. Okay, I'm not pointing the finger. I'm just stating the truth. They are in dead religion that has nothing to do with this walk with Jesus Christ. Really, we who have the Holy Spirit, we just haven't been doing our job, get the anointing so that other people will catch the vision. Okay, so I'm not criticizing them. I'm saying we have failed as the body of Christ, right? So let's just continue on. Let's try to do better. Let me go back to this glory and this his majesty and beauty and his power. Just one glimpse of him and we can now realize, wow, now what a privilege to walk with God Almighty. Even just to one glimpse of him is greater than a million years in the highest places of the earth. Just one glimpse of the Master. And yet we can live with him all the time for eternity. Amen. Starting now, we can partake of Jesus Christ. This is so awesome, so glorious. And I go back, let's go back to all the teachings of Jesus Christ, the four Gospels, and he talked so much about the kingdom. It was his most frequently taught topic and subject, the kingdom. That's the presence of God Almighty through his Son Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. We have access to that. This is incredible. And that's the most important thing. That's the secret, the key, the answer. That's how we walk with him, through the Holy Spirit. And again, we can't put it into words. We can try, and I'm going to continue to try, because I want to shout it from the rooftops, as Jesus said. Because, as I said, what a tragedy that first 70% of the people on the earth are not even believers. They don't even believe in Jesus Christ. Okay, so we're down to 30% of the people on the earth would, filling out a form, would say, yeah, you know, I'm Catholic, I'm, you know, Protestant. That's irrelevant. Are they a follower of Jesus Christ or not? That's the key, okay? Are they saved? Are they born again? Have they given their life to Jesus Christ? Asked him to be their Lord and Savior, right? But even among those 30%, it's as much as, I mean, I think we would agree, it's 70 to 80% of that 30%, okay, are basically in a dead religion type process that they're going through, which is just has nothing to do with a walk with Jesus. Okay, so then you look at the more spirit-filled part of the body of Christ, right? The people who they believe in the Holy Spirit, amen, and the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit and the modern day, you know, yes, miracles and the supernatural. It's like 10 to 15% of that 30%. So we're down to less than, I'm just giving some ballpark figures here. We're down to less than 10% of the people on the earth, probably less than 5, believe in the Spirit-filled, believe in what I'm talking about. So we're already in the minority. Jesus said it would be that way. Few find life. Most people will not repent before it's too late. They will end up in hell. It's a tragedy. Absolute tragedy. But I'm saying all this because it first, it's a tragedy, it's terrible. I want the body of Christ, let's wake up, let's try to get the anointing so that we can get this message out. Amen. Let's try to get people, let's shout it from the rooftops. Let's let people know this is the way, this is the answer. And but also to motivate us to say, hey, you know, we're in an elite group. If someone has caught this vision, they're in an elite group. They are in the top 5%, the top 3% of the whole world in terms of you know, walking with God, walking in the truth, being enlightened, so to speak. Okay, right? Or walking with God. That's the chief end of man, is to walk with God and know God. I'll continue in part 5.